Hey everyone, Dave Mormon, Home Service Business Coach here. Before I go ahead and roll today's episode, which I think you're going to absolutely love, is I want to let you know about our Foundations Coaching Program, where we've now helped hundreds of home service business owners structure their business for more freedom and for more income, because that is why we started our businesses in the first place. So if you're ready to level up this year and get yourself off the tools and transition from being that self-employed entrepreneur to really being that business owner that can create a business asset that can run without them and run profitably, then you're going to want to check out what we got going on inside Foundations. So to do that, you can head over to homeservicebusinesscoach.com. You can book in your free 20-minute phone call with our team, and we'll get you more information on our coaching program. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and run the episode. I think you're going to love this one.
Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast, where we give you the skills, mindset, and wisdom to grow your home service business.
Get a front row seat where you'll get practical steps and information from industry experts, enabling you to transition from being the technician to being the CEO and building a business that doesn't rely on you. So get ready to take some notes, because we're going to dive right into it here. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here at Home Service Business Coach. I'm Dave Mormon. I created Home Service Business Coach to give people like you more freedom and more income from your business. And ultimately, the goal that I had when I got my business going was to set up a cash flowing machine that could provide me with my ideal dream lifestyle. And ideally, I wanted to get the thing running without me. And so I wanted to show you today a few key things. I really want to focus on three key pieces of learning that I've had in hiring over 150 employees to my businesses. So to give you a little bit of context, I've been in home services now for 15 years. Probably the first seven of those, I didn't really know too much what I was doing. I had a student painting franchise. I got trained up to really be like a hands-on type of manager. We were kind of taught like, hey, you can get a crew to a paint job and you can make a 30% profit margin. But really, I just had like this glorified job. I was staying super, super busy, working 70, 80 hours a week and making good money, but didn't really have my time. That was kind of my first indoctrination into business. And it wasn't until 2016, I actually read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And I was like, mind blown, right? Like, wow, my business can actually get set up to run without me. And I can level up, not just from technician, not just to manager, but I can actually be an entrepreneur. I can have a manager run my company. And today, two managers, day-to-day managers, run my business to create me more freedom from my business. And we do so at a very profitable level. And I actually just released a video on this if you do want to check it out, how I got my business running without me. So the first thing I'll say is, to be successful entrepreneur in a home service business, let alone any business, you're going to need some form of people in your business. Now, if this was a tech business, maybe you can have software you're relying on and you don't need as many people. With home services though, we're sending technicians into affluent homes to make profit. And so you really need to dial in, like, the people are your secret sauce right now in your business. Like, if you take your people, marry them to systems, you can create an incredible business. So I wanna share three key things with you that has helped me in home services. We've done thousands of projects now. We've done over $6.5 million in total revenue. And I've hired over 150 team members. So I'm still new to my journey. Like, I've learned a lot, but I still feel like I'm growing. And I just wanna share transparently three things that have really helped me, three key pieces of learning, okay? So number one is gonna be with employees. I think you retain and you attract the best people when you're able to compensate above the industry average. So how much do I pay? Well, if I'm going on Indeed or Craigslist right now looking at jobs and they're offering $20 per hour, I would suggest paying, you know, $22 per hour. I would suggest paying $23 per hour. I've typically found if you pay 15% above the industry average,
you can attract better people to your team. And that's for technicians, that's for office manager, that's for production manager. You wanna pay your people well and you wanna really take care of them, right? We all are going to work ultimately to make money. It's not everything about money, but I really like running a premium service brand where I can pay people well. And that pivots right over to getting your pricing locked in as an entrepreneur. If you don't have your pricing set up, like if you're building your business right now with a price book of a self-employed guy or girl, and you're trying to be an entrepreneur and run a business, it's not going to work. They're two entirely different playbooks. You're gonna have higher overhead as an entrepreneur, but you're gonna have to deliver a better service experience, and that means you're gonna have to pay your people well. Number two, I really believe the ultimate compliment to an employee is the keywords added responsibility. So the best people that have ever worked for me in my organizations have always asked, what more can I do? What can I take off your plate? How can I add more value to get paid more? Some of my best hires have actually ran their own business a year or years prior to them joining my company. So they get it. They know there's long nights, there's weekends, there's stress. They didn't want that. So they know the stresses a business owner has, and they know that money doesn't grow on trees, and you can't just ask for a raise and we'll magically give you, you know, a $10 an hour raise. It doesn't work like that. We need to prove more value. So some of my best technicians, I've trained them how to do in-person estimates. I've trained them to do phone outreach to our past clients. I've trained them how to do social media. These are all different added responsibilities they can take off my plate. I'll share one example how I think I blocked success was I thought when I had a painting business, I always had to be the one to come back at the end of the job, meet the customer, walk them around, get the check. And while that is a nice benefit to the business, that's something our crew leaders could do. So in my fourth year of painting, I got all my job site managers doing the walk around with the customer, making sure they're happy, filling out a survey, picking up the check. And before I knew it, I had this beautiful cadence. I was meeting my team members every Monday for breakfast, collecting checks and giving them the next jobs. Giving them more responsibility will allow them to show to really feel part of the team and be like, man, I'm not just slinging a paintbrush or pushing a lawnmower or squeegeeing a window. I'm actually involved in growing the business. My boss is entrusting me with more responsibility, and that is why people stick around. People are very loyal. I'll give you the red hot tip. People are very loyal to things that they help create. So if you can have an organization that Dave didn't create at all, but this is a team approach, people are gonna stick around. And one other thing I'll say with that is constantly ask your team members for feedback, okay? We have regular team meetings where we ask our team members, is there anything you see that can help us make the company better? Or as a leader, I ask my direct reports, how can I make your job better? Or 0 to 10 right now, how much are you enjoying your job? It's a 7, okay, we have a 30% gap. What can I do to make you enjoy your job better, right? Maybe it is just giving them a bit more of a flexible schedule. Like you gotta look at these things in your company and get out from behind your desk and actually talk to your people and get their feedback in real time. And number three, key thing I've learned in hiring over 150 people in my entrepreneur career in home services, you wanna treat people how you want to be treated, okay? Golden rule of the Bible, do unto others as you want them to do to you, okay? Whether you believe in the Bible or not, that principle is completely true, okay? Many of us go into business because we had previously worked for a pretty crappy boss, right? I know I did. I had a boss, he didn't really take care of me, didn't pay me great. I feel like he talked to me kind of like I was like a low-end painter, like you're just the prep guy, you don't really know stuff. And he would even like put his hand on my shoulder and be like, you know, he told me one time, don't think for one second you can build what I have built. I'm like, man, goodness me, talk about cutting my legs out and not believing in me, right? So you wanna look at your people not as this low end, you're a technician, I'm the boss up here. Like look at a flat organizational structure and start asking your people, look, what are your goals that you have personally? Because I want to partner with you, right? We think employer employees like employers on top. No, they're equal. They're just different roles, right? Employees have less stress. They don't have to deal with the back end and the cash flow and the marketing and the jobs. But if you're able to deal with all that stuff, your income earning opportunity is much higher. Just most employers aren't able to actually run an effective business. And so that's why we lay awake at night. We're like, maybe we should just go get another job. So I've typically seen employees they want more responsibility, yes, but they don't want more risk. Otherwise they would have went out and started their own business, right? So you want to flip the script and say, how can I be an outlier in my market? How can I actually take care of my people so well that they don't want to go start another business? Now, some of them will, absolutely. And I've helped some of my past employees do that. And that is all good. But at the end of the day, we are entrepreneurs. There are intrapreneurs, which are people who see a bigger vision and want to build out a business in a business. I have a number of intrapreneurs in my company right now, building out divisions in the sales team, in the office team, in the production team. You wanna find those people and you wanna give them a seat at the table, because that's why I would have stuck around in a company, as if I was given some upside, right? So we bonus pay out our technicians. I have my two managers on a profit share deal. Giving people a seat at the table, that's what you want. And so treat people how you wanna be treated. That goes great in sales as well, but for purpose of this content, we're talking about your internal customers, your employees. So stop looking at it like a hierarchy and start looking at it more flat and more of a partnership. So I really believe those are the three key things I learned in growing my companies. Pay your people above the industry average, give them more added responsibility, and stop hoarding all the control. Give them a seat at the table, ask for their feedback. And lastly, golden rule, treat people how you want to be treated, because it is a beautiful thing when your business turns into we versus I. And I'll leave you with a famous quote. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And me as an entrepreneur, I want to go far. So I want to go together with my team in any business that I have. So I hope I was able to bring some value to you today. I want to let you know about a call to action for you. Two things for you. One's free, one's paid. One, I got a free podcast. If you've not yet seen it, click the link below. I publish a new episode every single week to bring you more value like this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe, comment, you know the drill. And lastly, I do have a paid coaching program. We've released a second program actually as well, a bit more of an affordable option. If you want to learn about either of those two coaching programs, click the link below. You can read testimonials. We've helped hundreds of people get off the truck and build the business of their dreams. So I hope that they brought some value to you today. It's Dave Moorman, Home Service Business Coach. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Please share it out with other home service business owners that you think it can benefit. And if you want to get your hands on the systems and coaching to scale up your home service business, then book your free strategy call with our team at homeservicebusinesscoach.com.